Welcome to One Hot Mess, where we blend spirituality, relationships, astrology, and so much more into a cocktail of cosmic insight. I'm Brittany, your navigator through life's mystical and messy moments. Tune in and transform the chaos into wisdom. Hi, everyone. All right. Today, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different, and that is age gap in relationships. Like, does age difference in relationships matter? So, romantic couples with a large age gap, they often, of course, you know, raise eyebrows. And studies have found partners with more than a 10-year gap in age experience social disapproval. But when it comes to our own relationships, both men and women prefer someone their own age, but are open to someone 10 to 15 years their junior or senior. And while there is variation across cultures in the size of the difference in age gap couples, all cultures demonstrate the age gap couple phenomenon. In some non-Western countries, the average age gap is much larger than in Western countries. For example, in some African countries, about 30% of unions reflect a large age gap. So, does age matter? And do couples with large age gaps experience poorer or better relationship outcomes compared to couples of similar age? So, across Western countries, about 8% of all married heterosexual couples can be classified as having a large age gap, 10 years or more. And these generally involve older men partnered with younger women. And about 1% of age gap couples involve an older woman partnered with a younger man. The limited evidence on same-sex couples, however, suggest the prevalence rates are higher, about 25% of male-male unions and 15% of female-female unions demonstrate a large age gap. But what these trends tell us is that the majority of the population is likely to partner with someone of similar age. And this largely has to do with having social circles that generally include peers of similar ages and being attracted to others who are similar. Similarity, it entails many things like personality, interests, and values, life goals, and stage of life and physical traits. And age being a marker of physical appearance. And many of the reasons proposed for age gap couples have been largely rooted in evolutionary explanations and focus on explaining older man, younger woman pairings. And from this perspective, it's thought men's preferences for younger women and women's preferences for older men relate to reproductive fitness. That is, the extent to which someone has good genes, indicated by their attractiveness and sense of energy, and the extent to which they are a good investment, indicated by their status and resources, as well as their warmth and sense of trust. And although men and women place importance on a partner who is warm and trustworthy, women place more importance on the status and resources of their male partner. And this is largely because with women being the child bearers, this investment is very high on their behalf. So they are attuned to looking for a partner who will also invest resources into a relationship and a family. But because the building of resources takes time, we tend to acquire resources later in life, and so are older by the time we have acquired enough wealth and resources to comfortably provide for others. So women's attunement to status and resources might explain why some women may be attracted to older men. In contrast, there's evidence to suggest that men value attractiveness and vitality more than women because, from an evolutionary standpoint, youth is seen as an indicator of fertility. Given men cannot bear children, evolution suggests that they are attuned to younger women to enhance the chances of partnering with someone who can provide children. But this explanation is limited in that it doesn't explain why the reverse occurs, like an older woman, younger man pairing, or why age gap exists within same-sex couples. And with more women working in higher positions and being paid more, they no longer have such a reliance on men for resources. So fewer women will prioritize resources when looking for a partner. And as for same-sex couples, there's very little research. Some suggest a lack of or a reduced pool of suitable age similar mates may bring about same-sex coupling with large age differences. So what are the relationship outcomes for age gap couples? Many people assume that these couples fare poorly when it comes to relationship outcomes, but some studies find that the relationship satisfaction reported by age gap couples is higher. These couples also seem to report greater trust and commitment, lower jealousy than similar age couples, and over 3/4 of couples where younger women are partnered with older men report satisfying romantic relationships. Now, a factor that does impact on the relationship outcomes of these couples is their perceptions of social disapproval. That is, if people in age gap couples believe their family, friends, and wider community disapprove of their union, then relationship commitment decreases and the risk of breakup increases. Another factor at play may have to do with the stage of life each partner is experiencing. For instance, a 10-year gap between a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old may bring up different challenges and issues than for a 10-year gap where one partner is 53 and the other is 63. And this is because our lives are made up of different stages, and each stage consists of particular life tasks we need to master. And we give priority to the mastery of different tasks during these distinct stages of our lives. So when each member of a couple straddles a different life stage, it may be difficult for the couple to reconcile each other's differing life needs and goals. So the question, does age matter? The success of a relationship, it depends on the extent to which partners share similar values, beliefs, and goals about their relationship, support each other in achieving personal goals, foster relationship commitment, trust, and intimacy, and resolve problems in constructive ways. These factors have little to do with age. So the reality is, while an age gap may bring about some challenges for couples, so long as couples work at their relationship Age should be no barrier. All right, so since we were talking about, you know, older men, younger women together, it made me think about the whole sugar daddy thing. So understanding this type of relationship, like what is a sugar daddy? So yeah, when it comes to relationships, that one term that has gained significant attention in recent years is sugar daddy. And a sugar daddy is an older, wealthy person who provides gifts or financial support to a younger person known as a sugar baby. And this form of transactional relationship can involve companionship or a dating-like relationship. And in modern society, sugar dating has taken various forms, including, well, sugar prostitution, compensated dating, compensated companionship, sugar friendships with benefits, and pragmatic love. And these relationships can range from purely financial arrangements to those that involve emotional connections and even sexual involvement. Yeah, and it's important to note that sugar dating blurs the boundaries between prostitution and romantic relationships. While there are financial aspects involved, there can also be genuine romantic connections between sugar daddies and sugar babies. However, there are risks associated with sugaring, as some sugar babies may lack control over the relationship and be vulnerable to exploitation. And sugar dating encompasses a range of relationships and lifestyles, each with its own unique dynamics and expectations. And it's important to understand that these relationships can differ in terms of sexual involvement and emotional connection, providing a diverse landscape for those involved. Yes, so moving on again. One type of sugar relationship is known as compensated dating, where a sugar baby receives financial support or gifts in exchange for companionship or dating-like experiences. And this arrangement allows individuals to enjoy the perks of a relationship without the traditional commitments, providing both parties with an agreed upon set of terms and expectations. The sugar dating lifestyle, it offers a level of flexibility and freedom that can be appealing to many people. It's a chance to explore new experiences and connections, all while benefiting from the support and generosity of a sugar daddy or even a sugar mama. So another type of sugar arrangement is sugar friendship with benefits. And this type of relationship, it focuses on building a connection based on friendship and intimacy with the added perk of financial support. So it allows people to enjoy a mutually beneficial relationship with someone that they trust and respect, creating a foundation for both emotional and financial support. And of course, sugar daddies are people who typically have a successful career and financial stability, and they enter into these relationships as a way to enhance their lifestyle and enjoy the company of a younger partner. For many sugar daddies, this provides an opportunity to experience a sense of companionship, intimacy, and excitement that they may be missing in their everyday lives. Overall, this whole sugar daddy phenomenon, it encompasses a wide range of relationships and lifestyles, catering to the diverse needs and desires of the people involved. It's important to approach sugaring with an understanding of its complexities, ensuring that both parties enter into the agreement consensually and with clear expectations. And while sugar dieting offers certain advantages, it's essential to understand the potential pitfalls that come with this type of relationship. The blurred boundaries between financial arrangements and romantic connections, it can create a challenging dynamic for both people involved. In sugar dating, it primarily takes place through sugar daddy websites where, you know, people can find potential partners who are looking for a mutually beneficial relationship. But these platforms, they also attract scammers and people with ulterior motives, making it very important for participants to exercise caution. The nature of sugar dating can expose sugar babies to potential exploitation. Some people may enter into these relationships lacking control or agency, which can lead to unhealthy and imbalanced power dynamics. So it's important for sugar babies to be aware of their boundaries and to just establish clear expectations and consent with the relationship. Also, sugar dating blurs the lines between financial transactions and genuine emotional connections. While some of these relationships may evolve into genuine romantic partnerships, others may simply revolve around financial benefits, and this can result in confusion and emotional distress for both parties involved. So it's very important for people engaged in sugar dating to communicate effectively and openly to avoid these types of misunderstandings. Yep. So there you go. Now you know all about sugar dating. I just thought it was an interesting topic to discuss while we were on the subject of older men, younger women, and older women, younger men type of thing. So yeah, there you have it. Now you know. If you don't know, now you know, right? Okay, guys. Okay, y'all. That wraps up another episode of One Hot Mess. If you have enjoyed today's episode, please don't forget to follow and share, and please leave a review. Your support helps keep this mess going. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a beautiful day.